Welcome to Unencrypted Bits. This week in crypto, brought to you by Luno.com. It was mostly a flat week that saw Bitcoin holding around the 20k mark for what is now a 10-day cycle. The premier crypto's on-chain activity is, however, up from its August slumber, but still nowhere near its peak. Ethereum is seeing a lot of action ahead of the merge, which is projected to happen around September 13th. Expect trading interruptions on Ethereum in the hours surrounding the merge. Other chaos agents to watch out for is the pending interest rate decision by the European Central Bank. That's happening this weekend. And the US Consumer Price Index is to be released on the 13th as well. So that may cause a lot of volatility in the market. Binance continues to gobble up trading volume market share with an aggressive strategy that includes fee removals. Ethereum Classic was up 27% over 24 hours, and the hash rate is reaching record highs, a good indication that the miners are migrating to the currency. Some food for thought. Gas flaring, a practice that happens at oil wells when it doesn't make it economic sense to harness natural gas for consumption, seems to be a great opportunity to power Bitcoin mining operations. The solution? Move mining operations to the oil field and use the excess gas to mitigate the wasteful flaring. Elsewhere around the technology sphere, it was an Apple event, so there's a new Apple Watch Series 8 that comes with dual temperature sensors to eliminate environmental bias. The Apple Watch Ultra, though, is the big upgrade. There you're getting a unique raised bezel design and a flat screen and an action button that can perform a multitude of context-aware tricks like waypoint additions. You're also getting 36-hour battery life, but that's not really going to bother the entrenched adventure watch competitors. AirPods Pro gain a new H2 chip, a custom amp and new driver for its second generation, as well as the ear mapping powers for personalized spatial audio signature that is baked into iOS 16. If you have Gen 1 AirPods Pro and a Face ID iPhone, you can do this from September 12th. Apple killed off the mini iPhone for the 14 series, debuting an iPhone 14 Plus with a 6.7-inch XDR display. It's a full inch larger on the diagonal than the mini and is perfectly poised to be a best seller. iPhone 14s, however, do not get a chip bump because the supply chain crisis is real. But there is some relief with the 5 GPU core A15 CPUs making it to the non-pro units. And slightly larger camera sensors are now a thing. If you want major camera changes, though, you have to go pro. A new 48-megapixel main sensor in the quad bayer style that bends down 4 pixels to 1 is the new main snapper. Apple is also brave enough to mention that they're cropping the center 12 megapixels to virtually add an additional 2x tele mode to the camera array. But the star of the pro show must be the pole-shaped front camera housing and the nifty animations Apple is using around it to create something they call the Dynamic Island Interface. Think of it as a touch bar for an iPhone, and you kind of get the idea. That's it for Unencrypted Bits this week. Chat soon.